Hello, 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 everyone. Good day. Good day, good day, good day to you. I feel really at ease today. I had this really amazing dream last night. How many of you dream out there and remember your dreams? We're all dreaming. I don't know if you know, we have like 5 to 7 dreams every night. Did you know that? You might be saying to yourself right now, I don't remember my dreams. Why don't we remember our dreams? Have you thought about that? Well, did you know that you have the power to remember your dreams or not remember your dreams? And if you are not remembering your dreams, there could be a reason for that, such as at some point you had some dreams that were really unpleasant and you said to yourself, I don't want to remember those anymore. It's like we make this kind of internal vow with ourselves and we stop remembering our dreams. Let's all remember our dreams. I know they are sometimes not comfortable and they show us some stuff that can be uncomfortable. Let me tell you, most all of our dreams are symbolic, not to be taken literally. And it is showing us what's going on inside of us that we're, you know, attempting to process or resisting processing. You know, we have this beautiful internal and external guidance system that's been created by the divine. And we are capable of utilizing our dreams to help us learn, to grow, and to evolve. If you think about it, how many years that you're actually sleeping? I don't know. Have you ever done the math on that? And in the entirety of a life, it's years. It's 20, 30 years, depending on how long you live. So let's choose to really dive into our dream life as well and get someone who can help you do a great dream interpretation of a few of those and watch how your life transforms. It's amazing. I've been doing dream interpretation as a coach with my clients as well as receiving it from a coach of mine for many years, and it has just been incredible. So I had this dream last night that has brought me to this place this morning where I realize I choose my life. You know, there was this, the dream had this kind of showing me how a lot of what I've achieved and a lot of what I initially achieved in this life was a lot for other people. And I chose my choices. I did what I did for others. And now I do what I do and I choose my choices based on what I know is in my highest and greatest good right now for me. And I feel really inspired by that. And that's something I want to talk about today, this idea of being inspired by making choices that come from our greatest and highest. This is a powerful, powerful topic. Before we launch into that topic, I'd love for us to all take some slow and deep breaths. So please, if you will, take your seat somewhere so you can get quiet and place your hands over your heart space. If you can't sit down, that's fine. Just do your best to maybe even stand somewhere that's quietly and just take a moment and just not move, just for a minute. Okay, so I'm going to move us into deep breaths. I'm going to have you move your breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. On the out breath, please make a sound like this. Like that. Really just let it go. I'm going to count to 3. 1, 2, and 3. In through your nose. Out through your mouth. We're going to do 3 more of those. 1, 2, and 3. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. Really let it go. Thank you so much. Returning to a normal breath. Just a little deeper breath here. Great. Thank you. So let's talk about this topic around inspiration, feeling inspired by making choices that are in our greatest and highest good. How many of you out there have made choices for yourself that stem from what others wanted you to do? What you felt like somebody else would really want you to do? Maybe a parent or a sibling or a beloved. What that means is that you felt that you knew what they wanted you to do, and so therefore you did it, and you started to lead your life from those type of choices. There are so many clients I've worked with now that come into my office, and now they are realizing after doing some work, some coaching work, some healing work, that most of their choices up until the point of meeting me have been for others. And their level of inspiration in life is very low. So what I'm saying is our relationship with our inspiration in life is directly connected to our choices. When we make choices that are inspiring, which means we're making choices that we know are coming from the deepest part of our soul, something that our soul has come here to choose, to help us learn, to help us grow, we feel inspired in our life. We feel ready for life. We feel excited about life. We feel more energy for life. But if there are choices that are coming from this need to, shoulds, have tos because of what society wants, what our environment wants, what others want for us, I promise you, your inspiration is going to go down. You might even find yourself waking up a little de-energized, dragging. You question, gosh, what's going on with my health? I just feel like I'm maybe getting sick right now. I feel nauseated. You might find yourself waking up anxious. You get your list, you're looking at your list and you're like, oh, I have to get all this done today. And you just feel wiped out even thinking about it. When we live from a place of inspiration that's coming from choices that we're making that once again are from our greatest and highest good, like we really know. And I'm not saying that all these choices, by the way, are easy. Let me just be clear about that. Some of the choices from our greatest and highest are not easy, but they are the right choice to make. Some of the easiest choices to make sometimes come from a place of, there's been a lot of work to get there. You know, it wasn't just overnight it became easy. You know, there were some action steps and there was some choices that you made to get to maybe the easier choice overall, right? So I once heard this from a teacher and it's just so powerful. Sometimes the right choice is not the easy choice, but it is the right choice. It is the one that you are meant to be choosing, and it's not easy. So to get there, to get to that point of resolution to say, you know, I'm going to do this or whatever, and it's really difficult, you know, there might be, like I said, there might be some internal work to do that leads to some smaller choices that then leads to this other choice where you go, oh my gosh, I'm resolved. And then you make the choice. And maybe it's not easy to make it, but once you make it, there's a sense of empowerment like you cannot imagine. It just empowers you. You just feel so alive. It makes space for what is serving in your life, what's in your greatest and highest. Often we're hanging on to things, people in our life that we feel is, you know, kind of okay. And then when we take a moment to really reflect on whether it's okay, it's actually causing us a great deal of stress. It's debilitating in some way to have this person or place or this thing in our life. We really feel in some way trapped within that keeping of this energy in our life. And as soon as we let go of this lower energy, this reality that we somehow have created that cannot be changed and it has to be this way, it does make room for what does serve you. It truly does. And some of those choices that lead to this greater inspiration I speak of may not be easy. So I say, let's all learn how to embrace the world of the uncomfortable, because that is what is required to move forward. That's right. Not run from it, not resist it, not react to it. Embrace it. Say, okay, this is uncomfortable. This is a fear that I have that's uncomfortable. This is stress that it feels uncomfortable to me. I'm not going to try to push it away. I'm not going to try to make it go away, or I'm not going to react all over it. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to just embrace it. I'm going to confront it head on in a healthy way and say, what is this energy about? You know, how can I change it? How can I move forward? That's the key here, right? Not staying stuck, not going backwards, moving forward in life. So I am really grateful to have shared this with you today, and I want to move us into a prayer to help ground the energy as well as remove any obstacles or blocks within ourselves that might be standing in the way of our inspiration, our life, through making these choices that sometimes are more of on the lower ground versus the higher ground. Some of the choices that we might want to make that are not easy to make, but are essential to make to move forward. So I'd like us to all, if you're not seated still, take your seat again. Place your hands over your heart space, and please take some slow and deep breaths with me. Starting on the first breath right now. A couple more. And once more. Excellent. Moving into prayer, please repeat these words after me. In a moment, I'll tell you not to repeat the words, and you'll just be listening and letting the words just as best you can. Move them through your heart. Really feel them. Let them move you. Okay? Thank you so much. The prayer's intention today is to call in spirit to assist us, to set the conditions, as well as set the intentions for this time. Thank you. Please repeat after me. Dear Mother, Father, God, Goddess, thank you so much for this beautiful, blessed day. I am so grateful for every moment. For every moment I am living in and I am breathing in it. So there could be no better moment than this. It is true that I have sometimes felt this desire to stay stuck because the world of the uncomfortable felt in some way comfortable. And I see now that the uncomfortable way of being no longer serves me. It is true that I can embrace the world of the uncomfortable now and see whatever is going on inside me that is unserving. I see that as I do this, as I embrace this world, I move into a place of greater courage, more bravery. I see through the veil of illusion. I see through the veil of what's stopping me to become my real self, the true me I came here to be. Now take a deep breath. I say yes to living a life that is my own creation, not the creation of others inside my life. In the past, I know I heard them, I listened to them, and in some way, I chose to be like them by listening to their words. I chose to live out their words in my life. I did not know what I was truly doing. I had a deep need to be liked, to be loved, to be cared for. And therefore, I did become like someone else. In some ways, take a deep and slow breath. Repeating after me, and I say, no more. No more. So please now just listen to the words and let them move through your heart. I say no more because I say this world that I live in is full of unlimited possibility, people, and I have the support and the love and the peace inside me to move forward so that I know what choices to make. Most importantly, I have the divine wisdom inside me to make the choices that I know that are in my greatest and highest good. Outside of me, there are people that I love and care about that I do want to sometimes please or earn their affection. And so therefore, in the past, I did sometimes become like what maybe they would want me to be. And I can feel how that's been a detriment to me in some way. I don't always wake up feeling energized. I don't always wake up feeling excited about my life. In fact, my inspiration has decreased because of this. No more. No more. I take a breath now. I look within myself. Who am I? What do I like? What do I want to do in this world? What do I want to exude into this world? What do I enjoy? Who am I? Free of any external influence. This is what leads to great inspiration. I feel energized by moving into my greatest and highest and knowing who I am. This is how I feel more alive in this world. And I understand this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but I start today in a greater capacity than ever before to say yes to getting to know myself better. It is true, to know thyself is to love thyself. And I say yes to this. I say yes to this. Please, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, help me move forward. Help me move forward with courage. I know courage is necessary. To be brave, to see through the veil of illusion, to see the truth. See the truth in all that I am. And not change myself for anyone anymore. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And with these words, I say.
And so it is.
Taking that deep, slow breath. Good. Thank you so much for joining me on this prayer today, this audio. I'm so grateful to be with you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And please, if you will, if this prayer moved you, listen to it. Listen to it often. Let it help you move into a place of knowing yourself better, moving into greater inspiration, setting yourself free. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.